That's what I want.
You did everything that you could.
You do everything the coach told you to do.
There wasn't one more thing that you could have done.
All of you around that ball. All of you.
Can you live in that moment? If you can do that, gentlemen, then you're perfect.
Now, Chicagoland's premier prep football recap show. This is Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN. Here's your host, Sam Panionovich.
We are getting closer and closer to championship weekend in DeKalb Husky Stadium, November 24th and 25th. It's Preps Plus Chicago on 720 WGN, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, Sam Panionovich and Kevin Powell. You are not smiling like you have been the last 10 weeks, though. Why?
No, I am. You can't be too down about the season the Huskies put together. It was impressive stuff. 9-2, conference champions. Congratulations to Coach Pardon on a good season. I was out there again. The old stomping grounds at Hersey High, and they did lose to Lincoln Way Central. Congrats to them on their victory. 21-7, the final score. Tough loss, but a great season for the Huskies.
I'm looking at the second round, which is now over. The second round was Friday and Saturday. We're on a special shift today on Sunday afternoon because of the bye week for the Bears. The quarterfinal matchups, I'm looking at the top two classes, 8 and 7A. The winners in 8A, Lincoln Way East, still alive. They're the top seed. Mm-hmm. Naperville Central, number 13, with a huge upset win. They beat HF, the four, and we'll be joined by their head coach, Mike Stein. Maine South alive, Marist alive, Loyola alive. Who is not alive in 8A? Glenbard West, out. HF, out. Barrington, out. Then you go to 7A. The top two seeds in 7A are both out. Hononega and Normal. These squads are alive. Batavia, Lake Zurich, Mount Carmel, and St. Rita. And you could have that Catholic League Blue showdown in the semis of 7A. Mount Carmel could play St. Rita, which would be awesome for the south side of Chicago. The guest list for today, 310 Mike Clark from the Tribune family. 320, as I mentioned, Mike Stein, head coach of Naperville Central. 335, Mike Helfgott, our preps expert. And at 350 from the Southtown Papers and the Tribune family as well, Pat DeSebato. What was the farthest you ever went in the playoffs? How deep did you go when you played?
The only time, it was just the first round. We lost in overtime to Loyola in the first round.
I didn't play.
It's a tough one.
Obviously, but I was at Mount Carmel when they went to the state title game 2 years in a row, and they lost both years. Once to Prospect and the second time to Wheaton Warrenville South. So,
what was it like for you as a student?
I went down my junior year, senior year. I did not go because we had Thanksgiving.
But following the whole thing is probably
awesome,
right?
And,
like the whole,
you know, two of my best friends were captains both years. So to see it go down, and you know, Mount Carmel's won a state championship double digit times.
Yeah.
So the tradition there is to win and to go deep every year, and it's good to see Carmel back where they belong. But
some great football being played this time.
Yeah,
of year.
And this
it's
is probably
fun. Go out, support your high schools because it's some really, really strong football, some quality play, and kids that care a lot about this. So
this is probably the best weekend too coming up.
Yeah,
the quarterfinals because you have eight teams left in all eight classes. These are the best 64 teams in the state, and you know you're going to have a lot of great games coming up this weekend. Kevin will give you the scores from this weekend, and we'll also preview the biggest matchups. But first, we go out to the phones, and we check in with Mike Clark from the Chicago Tribune media family, the lead preps writer there. Mike, what was the best thing you saw this weekend?
Well, the best thing I saw this weekend was probably Jaden Reed from Naperville Central. He's got to be in the Player of the Year mix because he's a two-way guy. He's a wide receiver, caught a couple of touchdown passes in the win over with Bossmore. I'm sure you're going to be talking to Mike Stein about him a little bit more later, but he also returned an interception for a touchdown, so and he's a lockdown corner. He played a little bit more defense this week than he has some other weeks because they had an injury to another player, but you know, Jaden Reed is a guy that maybe hasn't been talked about quite as much, but he certainly deserves to be in the Player of the Year conversation.
That was a great game, too. You were at Naperville Central, the 13 seed. They knock out HF, the 4, and that final score, 31-28. Were you surprised by the outcome?
No. I mean, 8A is just, it's so tough this year. You know, I've said it elsewhere, and it bears repeating that the 8A bracket is just as strong as I've ever seen it, really. And you can make a case for any of the teams that are left. Any of the eight teams, would be a surprise if any of them are. That's how strong it is. I mean, some of these second-round games, you know, were pretty amazing. You know, the Manuka overtime win over Barrington, which hadn't lost all year, and they win it, you know, by handing it off to their 292-pound offensive tackle in overtime for the game-winning touchdown. You know, the HF Naperville Central game, Oswego knocking off Glenbard West after being up big, falling behind and coming back and winning. You know, you just go on. I mean, we could talk all 10 minutes about just about 8A, but, you know, we probably ought to mention some other stuff, too. So, but 8A is really good this year, and I don't know. I know it probably sounds like a broken record to keep saying it, but, again, it does bear repeating.
What teams impressed you the most this postseason, a team that's maybe surpassed your expectations?
I'm probably going to say Manuka is one of them. I mean, you know, I'm not sure how many people thought that they would be in the 8A quarterfinals, especially as strong as 8A is this year. So, you know, they're a team that's certainly stepped up quite a bit. And, I mean, I don't know that they've even been ranked by most people most of the year. So, you know, that's one for sure. You know, a lot of the other teams are the usual suspects, certainly. You know, Prairie Ridge, obviously, you know, with its 25-game winning streak. And 6A, no surprise there. Phillips, we knew that they were going to be the one after they beat Loyola back in week one. And 5A, you know, 7A is a little bit more interesting. And I think that it's maybe a little bit more wide open, even though Lake Zurich has passed every test so far. But, you know, surprises in 8A. I guess, you know, one of the things that you look at in 8A is we didn't really know how good Oswego was because they're playing that in the conference of Southwest Suburban, Southwest Prairie, rather, that's a closed schedule. They play nine conference games, so no real way to measure them against other teams. You know, because the other conference, it's like the NIC 10 up in the Rockford area. We didn't know how good Hanonega was that won that conference, and then they got beat pretty handily by Bennett in the 7A second round. So, again, the teams that come out of closed conference, you don't really know how good they are until they get to the playoffs. Oswego, we found out, is really good.
Yeah, you talked about Rockton. You know, that's Winnebago County. That's where Hanonega's from. And they were the number one seed in that 7A bracket. Hadn't lost a game all year, 10-0, but they faced Bennett, and the upset takes place. The top two seeds, like you just mentioned, both Hanonega, number one, and Normal, number two. My Caravan took out Normal. When those smaller community schools come into the big cities and have to play bigger, stronger programs, it's not an easy matchup for them, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and, you know, it was interesting. The Carmel game was interesting for me for a couple of reasons. Number one, they won it basically on a blocked kick, and, you know, you can go back to your high school days. I mean, that was one of the big things for Mount Carmel. They're always great. You know, they've always been great on special teams. Blocking kicks is not unusual for them at all. And to win a game like that, you know, they've done that in the past in the playoffs. So that was one thing. And the other thing that, you know, this is a good win for Mount Carmel, even though Normal had to come up here and travel for sure. But I talked to some people downstate, and they told me that this is the best Normal team since Normal won 6A in 2006. So this was a good team that Mount Carmel beat, so that's a good sign for Mount Carmel going into the quarters.
Well, and you can make the case, too, if you're a fan of Normal, Normal maybe thinks that game should have been in Normal and not at Gately.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a formula, obviously. I mean, that's why it wasn't at Gately, but, you know, we have had that discussion in the past, you know, should the better seed be at home all the way through the playoffs? Changing that has never really been part of the conversation that I know of, other than the fact, you know, that some people complain about it, you know, who have good seeds. But I don't think that that's ever been brought up. I mean, there have been other proposals brought up. There's another one, you know, that's been on the front burner a little bit lately, is to expand the playoffs again. I'm sure you maybe talk about that with Coach Helfgott a little bit later. I'm not a fan of that. I think that the playoffs have enough teams as they stand right now, and I'm not sure that bringing in, you know, 3-6, 2-7, 1-18 is going to make the playoffs any better. So maybe that's a discussion for another day.
That's Mike Clark, lead writer for the prep section of the Chicago Tribune Media Papers. We'll read your stuff, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week in the quarterfinals. Thanks, Mike.
Sounds good, guys.
He's on Twitter, too, at Mike Clark Preps. Let's do this. Let's take our first look at the scores with Kevin Powell.
Tabulating game scores.
Now, the Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
started.
All right, we'll start with 8A. As you heard Sam mention earlier, Lincoln Way East edges out St. Charles East 15-14. They'll take on Oswego in the quarters. Naperville Central will face Maine South next week. Minooka Edwardsville will take on each other. Edwardsville beating Palatine 38-35. Minooka tops Barrington 41-34. First loss of the year for Barrington. Marist will take on Loyola next week. That's a 3-6 matchup. In the 7A bracket, Bennett will take on Lincoln Way Central, who beat Myersey Huskies yesterday. So it'll be number 17 Bennett Academy against number 9 Lincoln Way Central. Batavia beat Wheaton North 20-17. Lincoln Way West over Alton 42-13. So Batavia and Lincoln Way West will play in the quarters. Mount Carmel will take on East St. Louis. Mount Carmel, he's pumped about it. They're making a run in the postseason. You've seen it before. Lake Zurich will face St. Rita. That's a 3-11 matchup. In the Class 6A, Prairie Ridge moves on, and that's a potent offense that was held to 17 points this weekend, Sam.
How many did they give up?
13. They won 17-13 to Cary Grove. That's a good effort considering Prairie Ridge, who their quarterback is. And
those are the two best teams in that neck of the woods.
Yeah, that's correct. Prairie Ridge won 61-24 in the first round. So Prairie Ridge moves on. They'll take on Willowbrook next weekend. Hoffman Estates will play Belvidere North. St. Lawrence will face Providence Catholic, and Nazareth will take on Sacred Heart Griffin. In 5A, Phillips will face Lamont in the quarterfinals. Sterling moves on to face Marion. Dunlap will face Country Club Hills. That's Hillcrest. And Peoria Richwoods will play Washington next weekend. That's a look at your 8A, 7A, 6A, and 5A brackets. We'll try to get you all the scores, all the brackets, in our next update after the news at the bottom of the hour. If not, go to WGNRadio.com and check out the scores there. It's your Preps Plus scoreboard.
Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. Up next on Preps Plus, we will be joined by the head coach of Naperville Central, Mike Stein, as the Red Hawks are on to the quarters. 720 WGN.
Now, back to Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN.
Coming up on 322, Sam and Kevin here with you, 720 WGN, Preps Plus Chicago.
I love this time of year.
High school football in the final eight in all eight classes. You've got college rounding into form with the college football playoff.
NFL hitting its stride. You got hockey's back. I love it.
The Eagles only scored 51 points today.
Best team in football.
That's it. Only 51. The L.A. Rams also scored 51 today. Joining us now on the phone, the head coach of Naperville Central, the Red Hawks, ranked number 13 in 8A, their head coach Mike Stein with us right now. The Red Hawks going back to the quarters. Pretty much deja vu for you, coach, right? In 2013, you guys went to HF, won on their home field. Same thing happened this weekend. Did you have that eerie feeling like you did back in 13?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on. There was a lot of similarities. I think we've actually played HF. That was the third time we've played them in the last 6 years, and it's a great environment down there. It's a great facility to go play, and we were excited about the opportunity. And it was a tough game. It was a battle. It went right down to the last possession, and we were able to make a play down on the goal line and come out of there with a victory.
What's the mindset of you and your team, coach? On the bracket, you're an underdog. You were 13. You just beat a 4, but you guys put together an 8-1 year, you're 8-2 now, and next week you're playing number 5 Maine South. So do you look at yourself as an underdog, or is it the opposite? Like, you guys feel like you're the team to beat?
Well, I mean, our motto is to go 1-0 each week. You know, we don't look too far in the past, or we look at that 1 week, and our goal this week is to try and go 1-0, and our opponent is Maine South, and they're a really great team this year. They're defending state champs. They're a storied program. Something that's a little, pretty exciting for us. We have a coach on our staff who played at Maine South. He coached there. Our two programs have never met each other, and you would have thought through the years the success that both programs have had, our paths would have crossed. And this will be the first time that Maine South and Naperville Central will have played each other. And we're also looking forward to that opportunity.
You took the job for the 2006 season. You've been there a long time. Pretty much a postseason berth in every year. There's a couple misses. State championship, as we mentioned, in 2013. But last year, coach, after winning 10 games in 15, you guys only win 4 games in 16. And then a bounce back this year. How do you explain the peaks and valleys of the last couple of years at NC?
Well, Well, I think a lot of it goes to the conference that we play in. You know, we play in the DuPage Valley, the 9 teams that are in this conference, and actually this is the last year of the league. 4 of the teams are leaving. That every year there's 4 or 5 teams that don't make the playoffs that are really high-quality teams. I think they're top 30 teams, and, you know, they don't get in. And, you know, last year that happened to be us. You know, we lost 2 or 3 close games, and, you know, we ended up on the short end and weren't able to make it into the playoffs. This year, you know, we were able to win some of those close games. And for the most part, every game in our conference goes down to the last possession. It really prepares you well for the playoffs. And, you know, we feel we've played just about any style of football. You know, we feel well prepared, you know, to try and make a run here in the playoffs, which is always one of our goals at the start of the season.
We always like to give coaches a chance to brag about the team. Here's your chance, Coach. What are some names? Who are some guys we should know and who deserve some recognition?
Well, I mean, probably our star player is Jaden Reed. You know, he's a special player. When the ball's in number 4's hands, a lot of good things happen. You know, he had a great game last week. He scored 3 touchdowns, 2 on offense with pass receptions, and he returned an interception for a touchdown. Our running back is a 2-time All-Conference player, A.J. Deinhart. Peyton Thorne, a quarterback for us, who, you know, he runs the show, does a great job. You know, our defense, it's kind of, we don't have a lot of big names. You know, LeVar Archibald, the defensive lineman for us, was the defensive player, the lineman in our conference, which is a great achievement. You know, and Jack Jopes, a safety, Tommy Carlson, Braden Lindmark, Andy Delgado. You know, those guys all do a great job on defense. And our defensive coaching staff does a great job. And we've had to play against some great offenses. And we got a great challenge this week against Maine South.
How do you stop Fotis? Where do you start? he's a stud for them.
Yeah, you know, the best way to do that is not let them have the ball. You know, our offense has to we have to stay on the field and keep the ball out of his hands, because if he has it, you know, good things are going to happen for them. And, you know, we have to play fundamentally sound, great team defense. And, you know, our coaches, we had to do that last week. You know, the ATF running back, you know, Hall is a great player, and, you know, we were able to contain him. And, you know, when you get to the quarters, you want to get to the semi. You win with sound play in all 3 phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. And, you know, the team on Saturday that, you know, plays the best in all 3 of those phases is going to come out on top. And, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge to go up the Maine South and to play them. Dave does a great job. And, you know, we know they're the defending state champs, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Mike Stein, head coach of Naperville Central, with us for a couple minutes more on 720 WGN. The Redhawks will upset Maine South if what?
You know, stay away from turnovers, and our big playmakers got to make more big plays than their big playmakers. And, you know, and it starts, you know, with their offense. Again, their quarterback, they got 2 or 3 receivers they're not afraid to go to, and obviously their running back, anytime he touches it, he can score. So, you know, we have to do that, and we got to win the special team battle. And, you know, both teams, you know, pride themselves on being very good in the special teams game. And, you know, it's something that's going to have to, you know, happen, and hopefully it'll happen in our favor.
If you could change one thing about the playoff format, does anything stand out in particular? We've heard a lot about public against private. We've heard that some teams maybe that have easier schedules are ranked higher. Would you change anything going forward if you had a chance?
Well, I do think something needs to change, just because our conference is breaking up, and it's all about football and making the playoffs. You know, again, in our league, you know, 2 years we didn't make it. We were 4-5. There were a couple teams this year that didn't get in at 4-5. And again, they're probably top 30 teams. And I don't know exactly how you change the seeding. I don't know if the answer is to let everybody in, because that first round games, you get, you know, if you end up with, you know, a 9-0 team playing a 1-8, I don't know if that's what the public wants to see either. But somehow we got to maybe come up with a point system or a seeding system, a qualifying system that allows and rewards you for playing stronger competition, even if you happen to lose those games. But something has to happen, because the conferences are going to continue to break up, and it's all based on teams wanting to make the playoffs for football. And, you know, next year we got to play 5 non-conference games, and it's very difficult to find teams that want to play us this year. You know, we played St. Ed's out of Ohio, one of the nationally ranked teams, and, you know, next year we got to find 5 non-conference games.
When does that process start? You got to find 5 non-conference games. Nobody wants to play you guys either, because you're really good. How does that work out?
Yeah, well, we've actually been in the process, and we have a couple of them. I mean, we're going to open up next year with Hinsdale Central, then we're going to play Lincoln Way East, and then week 9 we're going to play Cary Grove, and
what?
We're playing Naperville North twice and Neuqua Valley twice.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
No, that right now is our schedule for next year.
All right, well, we'll worry about next year Let's not get too far ahead of it. Good luck this weekend coming up, Coach. A big win over Homewood Flossmoor. Good luck against Maine South. That's Mike Stein, the head coach of the Redhawks. Thanks for joining us on 720.
Thanks, yep. Coach.
Thanks for all you guys do. Bye-bye.
That schedule is ridiculous.
That's rough, man.
Did you hear that, Joey, that schedule? That is unbelievable.
Quick correction, by the way. Earlier I said they were 8-1, now they're 8-2. That would not make any sense. They were 7-2, and now they're 8-2.
Did you hear that schedule he just rattled off?
Yeah, some nasty teams on that schedule, man.
Lincoln Way East.
Especially Naperville North. He's going to have some trouble there for sure.
Lincoln Way East, Hinsdale Central, Cary Grove, and then Naperville North twice.
Twice. Yeah, that's two losses, obviously.
Well, where did you go?
Oh, I went to Naperville North High School.
Ah, okay. All right.
Joe.
We have to grab a timeout. Great stuff with Mike Stein, the head coach of Naperville Central. Mike Helfgott, our preps expert, he will join us after news. And then Pat DiSebato from the Southtown Papers as well. It is Preps Plus 720 WGN.
We're going to use our speed.
Do you hear me?
It's Preps Plus Chicago. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. On 720 WGN.
Thank you, Bob. 336, 720 WGN, Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, Sam Panionovich and Kevin Powell. We've got NFL football on our TVs here in the Allstate Showcase Studio, the college football playoff. We'll send rankings out, I think, tomorrow, their new rankings, and we're talking high school football on a Bears bye week Sunday. It's hard to keep this in order, and I know it's been tough for Mike Helfgott, the coach, who joins us on the phone. We talked on Friday. I told him we'd be on Sunday. You thought it was a joke when I told you we'd be on Sunday.
Oh, no, ideal time slot to be talking high school football. Are you kidding?
Hey, we don't make these decisions. We just show up when they tell us to. Let's look at the second round weekend. I don't really want to dig too much into it. I'd rather look ahead with you and talk about the quarterfinal weekend. But if I were to ask you what the top story throughout all eight classes in the second round, what would you say?
Top story, all eight classes, second round. I would say you should have told me you were going to ask me this if you were going to ask me that. That's probably what I would say.
Look at him punting. Punt.
I'm going to go with the Catholic Blue. They've been sort of maligned all season. Here we are with four of the five teams in the Catholic Blue still alive in the quarterfinals.
I asked Mike Clark a few minutes ago the biggest surprise to him in the playoffs so far. His answer was Manuka and them advancing to the quarters. For you, who's a team that's surpassed your expectations?
That's actually a good one. The Manuka and Oswego, both two teams out of the Southwest Prairie. Very rare to have two quarterfinalists in 8A out of the Southwest Prairie. Manuka beating Barrington and also Oswego beating Glenbard West. So, yeah, that's a good call there by Mike Clark.
Yeah, and HF going down two to Naperville Central. We just had Mike Stein on the show. Your winners, Lincoln Way East alive, Naperville Central, Maine South, Marist, Loyola, Batavia, Lake Zurich, Mount Carmel, and St. Rita. On the losing side of things, these teams are out. You mentioned Glenbard West, Barrington. I just said HF. And then the two top seeds in 7A. We knew 8A was going to be a bear. Whoever wins 8A is the best team in the state. But in 7A, your two top seeds are both out. Hononega the one, Normal the two.
Yeah, two top seeds outside of the Chicago area. And I hate to be Chicago-centric, but I mean, for the most part, that is where the best high schools play. It's where the biggest schools are. It's where the most amount of people are. So, you know, I don't know if that's a surprise that those two teams are out.
It's not a surprise, but how do you fix that going forward? You and I have talked about this for 4 years now, about fixing the postseason format, because I don't think strength of schedule goes into this enough. It doesn't matter if you go 8-1 or 9-0. It should be more about who you play and what you do against the better teams, right?
Right. Yeah, except that's very difficult to quantify.
Yeah. Okay, so what would you do then? How would you avoid Rockton Hononega being the one seed in 7A? Because they're clearly not the best team in 7A.
I would just, you know, I think that it's sort of okay how it is. I mean, I think that most people take the seedings, you know, with a grain of salt anyway. You think if Rockton Hononega played Mount Carmel, they were going to feel like they were the favorites?
No, I guess you're right. We can banty back and forth about this because there really isn't a correct answer, I guess.
All right, let's look ahead to the quarterfinals. Mike, what's a matchup you're most looking forward to?
Well, who's Hershey playing?
Get this man off this off the air.
Joe Romano, our executive producer,
cut the line, Joe. Drop him.
He stood up and applauded you because we've had Hersey down our throats for like 5 weeks.
Had a hell of a season, and I went there. Of course, I'm gonna ram it down your throats. They lost, Mike. Give me a matchup for the quarters you're looking forward to.
Well, 2-8A just spectacular. Maine South, Naperville Central should be an absolutely great game. You guys mentioned Naperville South beating HF. Maine South just put it on Warren. And, you know, they just look like another classic great Maine South team. That should be a great one. Loyola Marist also in 8A. Loyola, we talk about a lot on the show, just always seems like the favorite. But Marist, 11-0 and had a really great season. That is a rematch of the 8A championship game 2 years ago, 2015. That should be a great game. And the two games in 7A involving the Catholic Blue teams are really interesting. St. Rita had a very good year at 9-2. They play Lake Zurich, and Mount Carmel, Sam's Caravan, play East St. Louis. That's a matchup of teams that have 20 state championships between them. That one, I believe that one's down in East St. Louis. So unless Sammy's coughing up, for the gas money, we probably aren't going to see that one.
Hersey beat East St. Louis in the 1987 state championship games. Thought I had that.
You got him rattled, Coach. Look what you did.
No, I had to get a Hersey. One more Hersey plug in there.
I'm looking at this bracket here on IHSA.org, and it does say that the site is TBA for that game, Mount Carmel, East St. Louis. You think it's down in East St. Louis, though?
Certainly shouldn't let me hold to it. Let's see who. Let's try to figure this out in real time here, Sammy. I apologize.
No, it's fine. I was confused too. I didn't want to throw you on the spot, but I'm looking at the brackets here on IHSA.org. They have the location for every game in the top five classes except for that game, and it says TBA. So Carmel, the first week they had to go to Moline. Last week they were at home against Normal. East St. Louis, I believe they were home the last 2 weeks. Can you play three home games in a row in the playoffs?
No, I think you're right. I think that's Mount Carmel's home game then.
So it would be at Gately then. So you and I can go. We can sit in the stands.
Pick me up around 6.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. That's the coach Mike Helfgott from the Chicago Tribune media family. He's our preps expert. He's been our guy for a handful of years now. Kevin and I just talked to Mike Stein from Naperville Central, like we told you. And he was laying out his non-conference schedule for next year because, as you know, the constant shifting in conferences, the Catholic League Blue making a change, Carmel's out, the DuPage Valley, huge change. There will be the Duquesne League starting in 18-19. Naperville Central next year in the non-conference, they have to play Cary Grove, they have to play Hinsdale Central, they play, who was the other one? Who was the third one that he said? He said Naperville North twice, and then Lincoln Way East.
Lincoln Way East, yeah.
Those are their five non-conference games.
That's what we kind of chuckled too. We're like, good luck, Coach.
Are you kidding me, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, there's a problem, and I think there's another new proposal out to fix the play. The playoffs and the scheduling is the same problem because people, all the conferences have moved and have broken up and teams have shifted because they're worried about getting into the playoffs. So there's now a proposal that would double the size of the playoff field, get rid of week 9. I think that then that could lead to a lot more conference stability. No, it's ridiculous what's gone on in the last, we've been writing about it for a long time. We kind of knew that this was going to continue to happen. And until either the IHSA gets involved and something like this passes, really that's what it's going to take, and because people are just constantly looking at the landscape and constantly trying to, get a better position for themselves, a better schedule for themselves, and nobody wants to play these big teams, and that's why they just have to play each other.
Can we get a Mike Helfgott upset special pick'em for the quarterfinals?
Mike Helfgott upset special pick'em for the quarterfinals. How about Lamont beating Phillips in 5A?
Wow. Phillips has been going deep year after year after year, and that game is, they don't have a site for that game either. I believe that game would be, well, it's hard to say because the 1 and the 4 have been.
Yeah, the fact that they're on sites for that game probably means that they're in the city and they're trying to figure out where to play those games.
Okay, so you got Lamont over Phillips. Okay, I was going to ask you which team had a better chance of getting upset, Lincoln Way East or Phillips, and you just answered that. All right, well, I think you're off the hot seat, Coach. We will talk to you in the semis next week. Hopefully we know when we're on by Friday, and maybe we'll be on Monday next week. Who knows?
Monday Night Football. I like it. That's maybe we should, trademark that phrase.
All right, that's Mike Helfgott. He's on Twitter, @MHelfgott. Great stuff, per usual.
Mike.
Thanks.
All right, coaches.
That is the coach, Mike Helfgott. Pick him up at 6. We're going to go hang out, eat some popcorn. Gately Stadium popcorn, really good.
The quality concessions there?
Very good. Okay. They do the chili cheese.
I had three
cheese,
hot dogs at the Hershey game yesterday.
The chili cheese dog at Gately.
Nice.
And they do the orange and grape pop.
Okay.
At Gately.
Huge.
Don't call it soda. It's pop. We'll get our final check of the scores here. Kevin will give you some scores and preview some matchups coming up next weekend right now.
Tabulating game scores.
Now, the Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
We will start with 8A Lincoln White East. Edges out St. Charles East 15-14. They advance to take on Oswego in the quarters. Naperville Central will play Maine South. You heard Mike Helfgott talk about that one. That could be the matchup of the weekend. We'll be keeping an eye on that. Manuka will face Edwardsville, and Marist will take on Loyola in 7A. Here's what the quarterfinals situation looks like. Bennett's going to play Lincoln Way Central. Batavia will take on Lincoln Way West. Mount Carmel, Sammy's Mount Carmel, will face East St. Louis. Lake Zurich will play St. Rita. In 6A, the quarters, Prairie Ridge, the top seed, takes on number 4, Willowbrook. Hoffman Estate advanced after a win over Lake Forest. They'll play Belvedere North. In the lower part of the bracket, St. Lawrence will face Providence, and Nazareth will face Sacred Heart Griffin. And in 5A, Phillips against Lamont. That was Mike Helfgott's upset special. He thinks Lamont's got a decent chance of beating the top-seeded Phillips. We'll see there. Sterling faces Marion. Dunlap will play Country Club Hills, Hillcrest. And Richwoods will face Washington. That's a look at your Preps Plus scoreboard. If you missed anything, go to WGNRadio.com.
We will talk to Pat DeSebato, the host of Coach's Corner, after we grab a quick timeout. It's Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better.
All of you around there, folks. That's what I want.
Prep School scores, stats, and stories. Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN.
Taking you up to the beat at 4 o'clock, Sam and Kevin with you, 720 WGN. It is Preps Plus, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, as Chris Duffy, our voice man, just told you. And joining us now on the phones, he is the expert on the south side of the city, Pat DeSebato from the Tribune Media Family Papers, Southtown mainly, and also the host of the Coach's Corner TV show. Pat, we'll talk about the future in just a moment, but I want to highlight the game that we haven't really touched much on. You were at this game, a real good one in the second round, Lincoln Way East over St. Charles East, 15-14, a nice test for the Griffins.
Yeah, it was a great game. I told Coach Zavona at Lincoln Way East he should send a Christmas card to the St. Charles East coaching staff, because I'll tell you, they made three really critical decisions in the final 9-plus minutes of that game, and it really came back to haunt them.
Biggest surprise of this playoff weekend?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean,
what was the biggest surprise to you?
You know what? Down here, we had 11 teams left in the playoffs, and 9 of them advanced. So I think the biggest surprise is how successful. I mean, that's a pretty good run. And on Saturday, you know, 9 of our 10 teams won. So I guess it says a lot. I think the Hillcrest win probably as convincing as they won that game. I think you got to put Hillcrest in the talk to win this thing in 5A. I mean, that was extremely convincing. Beating Chatham Glenwood like that. So I think the Hawks are, if anyone questioned their validity, they are definitely a team to watch out for in 5A.
All right, don't lie, Pat. You said there's 9 Southside teams left. You have like a map in your office with 9 thumbtacks, and you just take them out when they lose, do you?
No, man, I'm telling you, we started with 23. We were down to 12 after the first round. So things weren't looking too good, man, or 11, and then you know, little role, man. It's, you know, you got to take some Southside pride, as you well know, Sam. It's all about the Southside pride. Your caravan with a big win, man. Now they got to go down to East St. Louis.
Yeah, knocking off Normal. I am pumped. I'm already looking ahead to Carmel Rita. I know that Carmel has a game. I know that Rita has a game. They both have to win. But for all the talk, and Mike Helfgott just sort of touched on this, for all the knife throwing at the Catholic League Blue, and that it's down and it's not as strong as it was, you could have 3-4 of those teams in the semifinals from the Catholic Blue.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Now, you know, each one of those teams could win. I would have to say your alma mater has the toughest road, man. I mean, East St. Louis, that's not going to be any picnic. That's going to be a tough, tough game. But, you know, Providence and St. Lawrence squaring off in 6A, you know, that's anyone's game. And, you know, Readers could definitely win. And who's left? Who am I missing there?
Well, you got Providence, right?
Loyola.
You got Loyola, yeah.
You got Loyola and Marist. I mean, hey, you know, Marist is playing unbelievable, 11-0. They've romped the first two rounds, you know, and they're our preseason number one. So they're making us look really good, the old Red Hawks. So it should be a great, great game. There's some great games this weekend.
Yeah, well, what's the number one? What's the game you're most looking forward to?
You know, from a selfish standpoint, I'm probably looking at the St. Lawrence-Providence game. You know, two Southside schools going at it. And, you know, this Torrey Clinton of St. Lawrence, he's rushed for like 800 yards the past 2 weeks.
800?
So, I thought you were going to say the whole year.
No, yeah, he had 416 in the first round, and he had 369 yards yesterday. So he's knocking on the door to 800 yards. And, I mean, he's got over 2,500 yards rushing on the season. Tremendous, tremendous player. So I like to see that game. But how do you not like this Loyola Marist? I mean, this is phenomenal. That's at Marist. That place is going to be rocking. So some great ball games.
This is the best weekend, I think, of the playoffs. Of course, the championship is the most important. But I think the quarterfinals, when you're down to eight in the final, you know, couple of weeks here, you've got eight teams left in every class. I think what happens this coming weekend is probably the most exciting, most shocking, most electric. Use whatever adverb or adjective you want. I love this weekend when there's only eight teams left per class.
I do too. I think most of the Cinderellas have been taken. You know, they're out by now. I think these are legit teams. I think any of these teams in the quarters in any class could pull something off and win the state championship. So. Yeah, this is a lot of fun. This is, and yeah, I'm with you, Sam. I'd love to see Rita Carmel in those semis. Can you imagine the crowd for that? That would be unbelievable.
And who knows where that game would be? I love trying to figure out where these games will be because you just don't know. Because, you know, a lot of these top seeds have played most of their games at home. You look at Carmel, week one, they were on the road. Week two, they were at home. This Carmel and East St. Louis game says TBA, the site. Rita says their game will be at home, so I doubt Rita would play again. And I don't know where it would be, but it's fun to just think about it.
Yeah, well, I don't know why East St. Louis wouldn't be hosting this game against Carmel. If that's the case.
Well, because they hosted their first two. They were at home the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, but Carmel coming off a home game, I would think East St. Louis would get to host again, being the higher seed. But
is there actually a rule? Is there a rule on this, or do they just make it up?
There used to be a rule, and then they changed it. So I don't know what's going to happen. So Carmel might be at home. So if Carmel and Rita are both at home, that's a great question because that would give Carmel two straight home games and Rita one home game.
So just to clarify, they used to have a rule, but now they don't have a rule.
They've altered the rule. You know, they've altered the rule. They might have gone to the wayside back when they had, you know, the Wednesday playoff game followed by that Saturday playoff game. But there used to be a rule. There was a method to the madness. But, yeah, I was under the impression if, you know, Carmel's going on to East St. Louis. But I noticed that, too, that it's a TBA. I mean, that's kind of strange. And believe me, you know, if they could avoid going on to East St. Louis and play at home, you know, that's a great situation for the Carmel fan.
Well, yeah, you count on the IHSA for getting things in order, right? Who's the next guest on the Coach's Corner TV show?
We are actually, we got Providence coach Mark Coglini on, we're taping tomorrow, and we're going to have a Celtic player on. I left that up to him. Whoever he thinks is most camera savvy, he could bring that player along. So that's who we're going to have on next week, and, you know, they've got St. Lawrence and Burbank. I think that's a 2 o'clock or two on Saturday announcement. I think it's 2 or 1. So that's good too. Nice afternoon Saturday game.
CoachesCornerShow.com. The host of that show, Pat DeSebato. He also writes for the Tribune Media Family and the Daily Southtown. Check him out on Twitter at DeSebato. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good week.
You too, Pat. Thanks.
Pat DeSebato from the South Side, the pride of the South Side. The Beat guys, I believe they're standing by. I think Mark Carmen is screeching into the parking lot as we speak. 720 WGN. That does it for Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Great stuff with our guys, Mike Clark, Mike Helfgott, and Pat DeSebato. And special thanks to Mike Stein, head coach at Naperville Central. Jojo will put that podcast online pretty soon.
So I walk into the green room to see what Mark Carmen and Adam Hoger are up to. to, and a particular gentleman. I don't want to ruin the surprise. I won't say the name just yet, Carmen, but one of the reasons I fell in love with sports radio and radio in general is because of that man.
Yeah, Mike North's going
to... That's the first time I met him, and I was trying to play it cool. Did I look kind of giddy?
I thought you did a great job.
Okay, cool, because I was super inside. I was like, holy crap, Mike North is in the green room.
You gave him a great handshake. He reciprocated. We're gonna talk to Pappy coming up here right at 4 o'clock. We're only here till 5:30 with Blackhawk Hockey. So
is BB here?
BB is not here.
Oh.
And neither.
Thanks for giving us an hour of your show today. We appreciate it. I know you're probably thrilled about it.
We appreciate the ratings boost. Thank you.
Well, without further ado,
that's Carmen. He's gonna be on the beat.
Screech Carmen is coming up next. Adam Hogan, special guest Mike North in the house. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.